And this is what I want. This is the message that I really want to give to the community, Akeem. When we started the election, we had a very strong possibility of making history and winning a judicial seat. When they changed the rules on us, we made the conscious decision to stay in the election, knowing that we more than likely would not win the seat, because we knew that the race meant much more than the seat. We thought about the Lao community. We thought about Mecklenburg County being the biggest city in Charlotte and never having an Asian American judge in court. We knew that the numbers were against us, but we wanted to be an example of making sure that despite what the obstacles were, that we still try and that we let the whole community know that we all deserve a voice. And that's why we stayed in the race, despite knowing what the numbers look like. If you look at the endorsement of the Charlotte Observer, the Charlotte Observer endorsed me because part of it was because I was trying to make history. We live in the biggest city. We've never had an Asian American judge, Akeem. Not a Chinese, not a Japanese. But the biggest city in North Carolina has never had an Asian American judge. And I felt if I didn't try, who would? Even if I lose, I want to start the conversation. And remember, my opponent, I have more experience than he does. We worked in the same office and I supervised him.
Ah, this is interesting. How long?
He had worked in our office maybe less than 8 years.
Okay.
And in the years that he worked for the office, he has been campaigning for 2 years. He's been wanting to be on the judge. Rex ran against another Republican. Okay, Akeem?
Did he do this before you